Hey everybody, PC Mike Wendland here with today's Tech Report Audio Boo, and let me tell you, there's a lot of concern, worried concern out there in the pay TV industry, the people who run cable TV especially. That is because for the very first time ever since cable came, the number of people who subscribe to cable and pay TV services like satellite TV and even some of the telecom services from like AT&T and their AT&T Universe, the total number fell for the first time ever. It dropped 216,000 last year. Now, almost all of that was attributed to the massive drop in cable TV subscriber loss. They lost 414,000 subscribers in the last quarter, and that is huge. It was enough to make a negative figure for both the entire industry, because even though satellite TV picked up some subscribers and so did the telecom services, the massive 414,000 subscriber loss to cable gave a net loss to pay TV services. Now, that's causing a lot of concern. Why? Well, there is a trend out there that's called OTT TV. You're going to hear more of it. If that's the first time you ever heard the phrase OTT TV, understand what that means. It means over the top television, and that's the term that's used for internet delivered video, either through broadband or through wireless. And the concern is, in the cable industry, is that a lot of people are watching their videos on mobile devices like the iPad and like the iPhone and like the Droid. I think that is a very valid concern. I'm more consistent with the belief that the drop last quarter for cable was probably due to this horrible economy that we have. And my belief that if people are forced to choose between mobile communication or watching pay TV, they will cut back on pay TV at home so they can keep that mobile connectivity. I know that's right. People will argue with me, but just look at texting. That's the other big story today. Texting. The average teenager in America, a new survey says, sends 3,000 texts a month. These people are used to living online mobile, and that is a trend that's going to continue. Look at what's happening with Verizon, with their NFL video services delivered on the Droid and other platforms. Apple is about ready to announce a deal with the TV network so you can rent a TV show for 99 cents for a 48-hour rental. That's big. And they're about to introduce a new iTouch next month with a higher resolution screen. That's all to watch video. Same with the iPad. So this is a trend that I think is going to continue, that cable TV, traditional pay TV, is going to be losing out to people who will be watching their video, consuming it on mobile devices. Now, I know I'm going to get a lot of people who don't watch TV on mobile devices. Old people who don't do it. And like same number of people said, well, I want to read a newspaper in my hand. They don't count. It really is a revolution in technology. It's really a revolution in the way we consume media. And we're seeing another indication as cable TV services start to suffer, more and more people going to OTT, over-the-top television, and that is huge. I'm PC Mike Wendland, and that is today's Tech Report. Please stay with the PCMike.com tech page. You can find all sorts of breaking tech news throughout the day. Subscribe to our PC Mike newsletter as well. There's a form right there you can sign up. You sign up, I'll send you a free report on how to keep your computer running efficiently. And then each month you'll get a PC Mike tech report that has a lot of stuff that hasn't yet made mainstream technology media. Remember, if your technology works and you can afford it, it's already obsolete. See you later, everybody.